The Pentagon says it's establishing review boards for all the detainees being held at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Some 600 prisoners are being held at Guantanamo. Some have been there for more than 2 years. The Defense Department says creating a review procedure for enemy combatants is a significant departure from past U.S. wartime practices. NPR's Jackie Northam joins us now to talk about this policy change. Jackie, what can you tell us about how the review process will operate?
Well, Michelle, under the order that was issued today by the Pentagon, each detainee being held at Guantanamo will be able to appear in person before a review board once a year. Now, it's an opportunity to explain why the detainee believes he should be released and to try to convince the board that he no longer poses a threat to the U.S. The prisoner will also be allowed to submit written testimony from his family as well as his home government to try to support his appeal. The Pentagon says it will provide a military officer, not a military lawyer, but an officer, to assist the detainee at his appearance before the review board as well. And by the way, the Defense Department says it can amend any of the procedures if circumstances warrant, and there are provisions which make it clear that those circumstances center on any sort of threat to national security.
What about the review boards? Are the members military or civilian?
The review boards themselves consist of three military officers, and at least one member of the panel has to have experience in the field of intelligence. The boards will report to a civilian who will be chosen by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, and that person will have to be appointed by the President and confirmed by the Senate. And it's his final decision whether or not to accept the board's recommendations. The same official can establish really as many review boards as necessary to try and accommodate the number of detainees.
With all the issues the military is dealing with right now, why make this announcement at this time?
Well, Secretary Rumsfeld first brought this up in February, but the timing is interesting. It comes as the U.S. Supreme Court is deliberating whether U.S. courts can review the cases of the detainees. And another thing to note is at the bottom of the first page of the order, there's a footnote saying that the Pentagon will issue similar review procedures for enemy combatants who are currently being held by the military on U.S. soil in the U.S. They are Jose Padilla, Yasser Hamdi, and Ali Salah Al-Mari. And there are two pending U.S. Supreme Courts looking at those people as well. So it's hard to say why now exactly, but there may be a connection here.
Jackie, I can't imagine that this will mollify critics of the open-ended detentions.
Probably not. It could be seen as a step towards some sort of due process, but it really doesn't address some of the major concerns, and those are that all but two of the detainees have been held incommunicado and without charge for months and months, Michelle. The two, there's two that have been charged and they've been given lawyers. And while the Pentagon says it will do these reviews annually, it suggests that, you know, the other detainees could be held for more than just another year or two.
All right. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Jackie Northam.